from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump giving an update following last night's plane crash in Washington, D.C.
Mission, sadly, there are no survivors.
The president speaking from the White House press room, calling this an hour of anguish for the nation. The collision involving an American Airlines jet and Army Black Hawk helicopter happened just before 9 p.m. over the Potomac River last night. Trump added it's not yet known what led to the crash, but vowed to make sure it doesn't happen again. At least 67 people are dead, including members of the U.S. figure skating championship team, coaches, and their families. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says his department is actively investigating the crash. The Army says the Black Hawk helicopter was on a routine training mission when the crash happened. The helicopter was carrying three soldiers. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's ex-colleagues in Congress are largely quiet following his sentencing on federal corruption charges. Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison after being found guilty last year of accepting cash and gold bars and acting as a foreign agent for Egypt. Lawyers for the 71-year-old Menendez plan to appeal the sentence. The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Menendez used to chair, Senator Jeanne Shaheen, says the legal process worked the way it was supposed to. But after his sentencing, Menendez lashed out at the prosecution in the case, saying President Trump was right, that the process is political and corrupted to the core. Listen to your body. Colorectal cancer is affecting younger and younger adults. Dr. Mitchell Spunnell with Englewood Health says many cases are linked to habits like diet and lifestyle.
And once we understand what's driving this, whether it's something genetic or something habitual, you know, we can help people achieve the end results that they're looking for.
In response to the trend, Englewood Health is up and running with a young onset colorectal cancer program offering genetic testing, family planning, and more. This portion of the news made possible by CSI Group, your tax experts for over 50 years. Call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS for a quick quote over the phone. Don't go it alone. Trust the experts with your taxes. Get peace of mind knowing they were done right. 1-800-TAX-LAWS or visit CSICPA.com. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. The cold snap returns as January winds down. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. It was warm and windy yesterday. Today, cold and breezy, much more January-ish. Sun with clouds building in this afternoon. Breezy with highs in the mid to upper 30s. The wind chill feels like temperatures stuck in the 20s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s, but temperatures will actually rise a little bit overnight, leading to our next storm system tomorrow. Mainly a rainmaker. There could be some wintry mix and icy spots limited to North Jersey tomorrow morning. Then periods of rain throughout the day. Steadiest and heaviest stuff in the afternoon and early evening. Total rainfall between a half inch and an inch for most of the state. Highs tomorrow between 40 to the north to 50 to the south. Saturday turning sunny and breezy. Highs settle in the lower 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union 32, Long Branch also 32, Vineland 50. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Pet Center and Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.